Welcome to the Dermastore podcast,
a chat about all things skincare, skin health.
And if you're a real skin nerd, we hope you'll join the conversation. Welcome to episode 23 of the Dermastore podcast. Hey, Lara, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Greg. How are you?
Very, very well. What did you use this morning?
I used a Kiehl's cleanser. It's the Clearly Corrective cleanser, so it's the pigmentation one. It's got little fine granules in it, and it is the best. It is so good.
Really?
I really love it because you would think being exfoliating cleanser, it's sensitizing, but it really isn't. And I've been using it every single day. And if Sean dares to touch it, I will be very upset.
Is it very brightening as well? Do you notice that? Or just resurfacing?
I think it is skin smoothing.
Okay.
And of course, it will have a little bit of a brightening effect because of the exfoliation sloughing off the accumulated pigment in the superficial epidermis. You know what cleansers do for me? It's about the experience.
100%.
And it gives me that joyful experience.
So is it microgranules? What's in it?
Yes, they call it perlite granules. So it's a natural sort of soft, okay, round, nice, bead to gently
exfoliate. I love those
exfoliate.
Kind of cleansers.
I mean, sometimes these cleansers, and this is the truth, it sticks in your hair a little bit, especially for girls who don't wash their hair every day.
Mm.
And then behind your ears, there's little granules and in your eyebrows. But I don't mind. I'll take it. I love that cleanser. So I use that. And then I would normally have gone in with the Kiehl's Clearly Corrective Serum because we have been testing it as a team. But this morning I just felt my skin. I was skin sponding.
Yep.
And it needed a little bit of TLC. So Carla bought me a sample from Mesoesthetic, the Skin Balance. Oh, that was exactly what my skin needed, just to hydrate but soothe and calm. And then I went in with a moisturizer that is one that we've been testing from a brand that is very close to our heart, the brand Butte. There's two versions that we are testing at the moment, okay, and I used the number one. Yeah, it is just a feel-good, reparative, hydrating, restorative balm with loaded with incredible ingredients. So I can't wait to launch that. Yeah, so that was really good. And then I finished off with my sunscreen. I've been playing this week actually with the HelioCare 360 sunscreen. So yesterday I used the AR emulsion for rosacea. Really loved that. Then this morning I used the Age Active Fluid, which is fantastic. So nice. Yeah, just really experimenting in that phase of experimenting.
HelioCare's range is actually so like comprehensive now, especially the 360 range. Ian showed us this catalog that they've brought out, and we need to do a video with it, where it's like you've got like every indication covered, from pigmentation to aging to, as you say, rosacea. It's a really powerful line of sunscreens.
And I really like, they've really thought about their formulas that everyone can use it, whether you're very dry or whether you're oily. They've got that really fine line of being suitable for all skin types, and then again targeting your concern on top of that. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I'm using all the new launches at the moment, and I'm loving every single one of them. So I used the Barrier Pro Cleanser from Color Science, which is their new cleanser. And it totally makes sense that a sunscreen brand would move into skincare. The kind of USP around it is being able to clear or remove waterproof mineral sunscreens, obviously what they sell, and it does that very well. But what I love about this cleanser, it's a gel formulation. It sort of melts into your skin and it cleanses, but your barrier just feels so well supported. You don't get that cleansed feel.
Mm.
It almost feels like you're applying a serum, and it forms this lovely low emulsion of a foam, and your skin just feels completely normalized. So I'm loving this cleanser, really, really am. And then I've been using probably one of my favorite products in the last 6 months. I can't rave about this product enough, and that's pH Formula's Tranexamic Acid Serum. It is a game changer. I can honestly say that.
I know it is, because the other day when I was coming through to Cape Town, you said, please bring me one.
I know.
And you don't normally ask for, you don't go back for seconds besides Marty D.
I've been testing this product for a very long time. And when it ran out, I was like, hell, how can I get another one? It was like a drug, what can I say about it? I mean, the thing is, we know the benefits of tranexamic acid, but for me, it's actually got much broader benefits. And they've obviously formulated incredibly well. Mm. It's like a light gel kind of serum that just goes into your skin, doesn't feel tacky or sticky. But what I've noticed is a complete evening of my superficial hyperpigmentation. I occasionally get the odd breakout. You can see the reduction in inflammation. You can see the evenness. My skin just seems to respond super well to this. And then we're also bringing in a new brand from the States, which we'll chat about in a minute. I've been pairing it with that brand's 7% Arbutin lotion. And that for me, that it's just incredible.
I did see your skin change. I don't know if that's combo, but...
It is. Yeah. I ran out of the 7% Arbutin. Okay. So I haven't been using that in combination for a while. But yes, at that time... It's just, you sometimes in skincare, you find these combinations, these unlikely duos that just suits your skin type and your needs so well. So that's what I've been using from a serum point of view. And then I use the Kiehl's, the super multi-corrective soft cream, which is their anti-aging line with Proxylane in it, which is a L'Oreal patented anti-aging ingredient. You'll actually find it in SkinCeuticals as well. I love it. It's a lightweight gel kind of emulsion. It goes in easily. Also, just a lovely everyday anti-aging cream.
Yeah, Kiehl's has really harnessed their gel cream moisturizers. 100%. And most of them are actually in that format. And you almost think that it's not going to be moisturizing enough. Mm. And it's so surprising at how hydrating they
are. Especially for summer, I think these lightweight gel creams work well. And obviously men, I love it.
Yeah, it's got anti-aging benefits. Exactly. Packed into it, so it's
you're getting everything, so you don't have to use sort of multiple products. No. Almost like an anti-aging serum. So I'm using a brightening serum and then an anti-aging moisturizer, so you're getting a bit of both.
Sure. So you really are ticking all your boxes.
And then obviously Modiderm Active D, don't even have to mention that. And then IS Clinical Youth Eye Complex, and I know you and the team had a test lately with the educator.
Yes.
And I've also been loving this product. It is probably one of the best eye creams we have on Dermastore.
So we were told to do a test with it where you apply the eye cream just to one eye, and no one really likes to do that to look funny, but it was jaw-dropping insane how it worked. It was unbelievable. I think Mika actually bought it that day. So incredible, the result. And now we are obsessed with this product. What I love about it is actually a tangible, it's not completely outpriced. So it's so result driven, and I feel like it's still tangible. You can really purchase it and it'll last a long time. You know, eye creams go forever because you use such a small amount. But what did we see when we applied this? Complete plumping and smoothing of the eye area. If I say I did not see a wrinkle, I did not see a wrinkle.
That's insane.
And I've had such trouble with my eye area lately with allergies. I've never taken so much Sinutab in my life. And just the smoothing of the under eye, it just brought a lot of hydration, so the tired darkness around my eye had completely lifted. It is so good.
Moving on, I've also been testing new hair care from Modiderm. Well, it's not new, but it will be new for us. And this is what I love about our process at Dermastore. We test everything. Anything that comes onto our site, we demand testers. Even if there's going to be a big launch and the brand's making a fanfare about it, it's not coming onto our website. It's not coming onto our store if we haven't tested it internally. So we've been testing Modiderm's hair care range. They position it as hair loss range. I don't really have significant hair loss, but from a usability point of view, they've got two types. It's a hyaluronic acid-based ones for more dry hair, and then they've got a salicylic acid-based one, which I've actually given to Ian for his sebderm. Mm. So it exfoliates the scalp a little bit more. But absolutely 100% on board with this. It's amazing. It really is amazing. Like, just leaves your hair soft. The only thing is they don't really have a dedicated conditioner.
Okay,
but it's gentle enough that it doesn't sort of dry out your hair.
Okay.
Your hair just feels normalized.
So is it a shampoo and a serum?
It's a shampoo and then there's a serum for the growth. Okay. Well, there's actually two serums for the growth. There's ampoules and serums. We're still testing that part. I need to find one of my contemporaries who are losing their hair. I mean, we're knocking on 40 here, so I should be able to find a few candidates. But basically, the wash is incredible. It's not often you find a shampoo that doesn't dry your hair out, yes. I find. And this, I literally haven't been conditioning my hair, and my hair feels great. So
that is so exciting.
So I think we'll probably bring that on board. I still want to test the, as I said, the other side of the efficacy on hair loss.
But I think hair care is also something we slowly exploring, and we're very intrigued by it.
It's a minefield.
Yeah.
It's a complete minefield. It's completely different. But what I've always maintained is I love skincare companies that do hair care because the two have a symbiotic relationship. Unfortunately, a lot of hair care companies develop products just for hair and they don't think about skin. But if you think about it, the two are continually interacting with each other. So if you've got heavy oils, you know, that can cause acne, that's not going to be good for an acne patient.
No, it's even sometimes Dr. Webster will always speak about if a patient with seborrheic dermatitis, that if they are using their prescription shampoo, that he actually encourages sometimes the shampoo to sort of run down onto the skin, onto the back of the neck, behind the ears, because it's part of the treatment process.
I think he literally washes his face with the Bioderma Node PS.
And body.
Probably.
Going with that.
So yes, the two work well together. Yeah. So we are looking at brands. I mean, Kiehl's does hair care. Mardi Derm does hair care. Some of our other brands also do. So that's kind of more where we're entering the market. But yes, it is a category we're exploring more of. So that's hair. And then I think it's cool to talk about some of the other new launches. La Roche-Posay have recently launched a very compelling new range for hyperpigmentation.
Yes.
Melasyl is their new patented ingredient for targeting dark marks. And obviously when L'Oreal does something, they don't muck around. Mm. They've got the resources to develop new innovations with comparable studies, clinical efficacy. They work to the highest degree. So, you know, we have a lot of confidence. And in fact, we launched it last week. Mm. It's already sold out. Mm. So we're waiting for our next order and we'll do more of a launch on it in due course. I can't speak to its efficacy yet, but the clinical evidence we've seen is amazing.
What I love so much about the story on Melasyl, their multi-patented ingredient, is just where how far they went back. They took over 100,000 raw material ingredients and then pared it down to 4,000 that qualified ingredients. And out of that 4,000, they identified Melasyl. It has got a full-on inky ingredient name that I'm not going to attempt. And then Melasyl, they obviously put through the wringer with all the other pigment-inhibiting ingredients, and it really did perform very, very well against those other active ingredients. And Melasyl, again, for efficacy, we haven't tested it long enough to say. So remember, a lot of our testing also has to be how it feels. How does it apply to the skin? Because if these are positive attributes of a product, patient compliance is very high because they enjoy using their product. So the serum is a beautiful, light, hydrating serum that absorbs very easily into the skin. And then what we've launched with it is the Mela Daily Moisturizer SPF 30, which has also got a very lightweight texture with that added sun protection, which of course we do know is part of your hyperpigmentation treatment process. Yeah, just based on the ingredients, it's paaired with 10% niacinamide, which is not only great for hyperpigmentation, it's also really good at keeping that barrier healthy and intact.
And I see they're launching a cleanser with it in due course as well. So that's exciting. So it'll be its own routines, replacing the Pigment Clar franchise within La Roche-Posay. So this will be their go-to pigmentation range. And that's what I like about L'Oreal and La Roche-Posay. They're continually innovating and they're kind of doing the groundwork. And you will probably find this patented ingredient in other L'Oreal brands in the future. That's just how they work. But at the concentrations that they are developing for La Roche, it's obviously at the highest efficacy concentrations. So super exciting because obviously La Roche comes in a little bit more affordably. Like I said, when L'Oreal does things, they do it properly.
Yes.
So we look forward to getting the consumer feedback and results.
And also something that we've recently launched is from a local brand, Lamel. We had training on it where Karin came to excitedly tell us about this new sunscreen that they've been formulating. You know, sunscreens are really difficult to formulate and it's not an easy task. I love how Bradley has taken so much time and effort and is something that he's very well known for, that he does a lot of research behind ingredients and how are we going to be able to look after the skin. So what I love about this sunscreen is it is a mineral-based sunscreen with iron oxides. And this combination is really good for protecting the skin. We know that mineral sunscreens are fantastic at protection. And then iron oxides are also there to help against visible light. So we're targeting hyperpigmentation again and free radical damage that is from the environment. The one thing that we have struggled with this product, and I think it's good feedback for our clients, and I think this is across any sunscreen that has got a tint, is finding the right shade for your skin tone. I'm as pale as they come. And strangely, number one is very pale. Yeah, it's just not quite there. And number two is just way down the spectrum. So that's too dark for me.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so the team, we have been testing it. And what we've found is we've had to kind of mix shades together.
That's similar to the non-360 HelioCare.
Yes, the gel cream format.
Sometimes you have to mix and match colors to get it right. So what we're encouraging customers to do is to place an order on Dermistore and request in your order notes. We do have little decanted samples. So request a shade or two and we'll send you and you can find your match. It's going to be the best way.
Yes.
Don't commit to the full thing before you've 100% confidence. Tested. And I know a lot of the clinics are also doing the same thing as well. So
I think what you'll also find, because it is an iron oxide based format, you are going to feel a little bit of graininess in the product. And that is the pigment minerals.
Does that dissipate though?
So you feel it initially, and then once you've rubbed it in or patted it onto your skin, it does dissolve. It's the only way I can describe it. It dissolves into the skin. So you don't always have that constant graininess on your skin, but it is there initially, yes.
Okay.
So just be aware of that too. And yeah, like Greg said, we've got those incredible sample ampules. So take advantage of requesting that from us.
I think it's a great launch because they've packed so much into this. There's also DNA repair.
The antioxidants.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much in this product. Yeah. It's just about finding their right color fit, and not to be confused that 1, 2, 3, 4 is anything related to phototype.
No, it's not Fitzpatrick.
No, it's not. Then lastly, because we don't want to be over 20 minutes on our podcast, we are launching a new brand. I think I mentioned it earlier, from the States. It's a new clinical brand on the scene. It will be exclusive to Dermistore. Yeah, it's called Hyestic, and it is really ingredient-focused clinical skincare. A lot of their formulations are really single-minded in their approach to targeting specific concerns. And we love just how transparent they are in terms of their ingredients and efficacy. The formulations are incredibly simple. Mm-hmm. You cannot go wrong with these formulations. It's like they've taken a very neutral approach to, you know, fragrance-free, like I said, super single-minded, but the efficacy is insane. Yeah. Like that 7% Arbutin lotion was a game changer for me. There's ones with azelaic acid. There's formulations with BHAs. Some of them might feel quite familiar. There are brands on Dermistore that might seem quite similar. I think Dermaceutics probably similar to this brand, you know, very medical.
They also have a serum that's similar to a SkinCeuticals hydration serum.
And a toner similar to a Bargy. Yeah. But the thing is, why we love it is that it slots in so well with our other brands. You're not going to buy a full range of Hyestic. It's just not the way you're going
to
shop.
I said this to someone yesterday as well. And to give an example of why we have Huxley on the platform, right?
Yeah.
It's an experiential brand that just brings joy every time you apply the Glow Awakening onto your skin. Don't forget, it's got beautiful ingredients like niacinamide and glutathione that actually do target your skin concerns, but it also brings joy. But that is where Hyestic plugs in, that you get the efficacy of an active ingredient that is well researched and proven, and then you put your beautiful moisturizer on.
You can have it all, guys. You can have it all. That's what we do at Dermistore. We want you to have that full experience. Skincare is not just one thing. It's multiple things to multiple people. It's in a way a very interesting business because we're dealing with all these different skin types and concerns and ingredients that can get quite complicated. But like I said earlier, when you find your rhythm and your mix, it's hard to beat. And that's our goal for everyone, you know, is really to find the products that you love to put on every day. You see a result, but you also enjoy the process. Mm. It's an experience. Life Definitely. Is an experience. So I'm very excited about these new launches. And then later on in the year, we've also just been testing, or we've been sent samples of a new launch from Miza Aesthetic, which is very exciting, building on an existing line. We can't talk too much about it, but that's going to be a game changer for pigmentation.
Oh, we're ready.
We're ready. So we can't wait for that. So a lot of exciting things coming up. Okay, I think that's enough rattling on for today. We, you know, you and I could get carry
we
on
could sit, yeah.
for hours and yeah. hours, but great to catch up, and we'll catch you next time.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Don't forget to subscribe if you're keen to learn more about what we have to say. We would also really love your thoughts, ideas, and any questions you have for future episodes. You can email us on pod@dermastore.co.za.